But yeah, another thing which was a significant event for me was the fact that the year I started my studies here was 1998, and in that year they did a survey of a particular type of supernova, so exploding star at the end of its lifetime, which they knew shone with a fairly constant luminosity, so they were able to use it, what they call a standard candle. So because they knew what brightness it was shining, then they could measure distances, because it looked, you know, four times as dim, they knew it was twice as far away. And they did this survey and suddenly discovered that in actual fact the universe wasn't slowing down under gravity that you'd expect. And then this was the first direct evidence of there being dark energy, which is just a blasé term, I guess, for the fact that there's some energy causing the universe to expand faster than you'd expect it to. And that did have an effect on me, because then, you know, it dawns on you that, well, hang on, you know, here and now they're discovering things that imply that we don't understand the universe nearly as well as we thought we did 100 years ago. And so then being part of this particular field that I'm in, with detection of gravitational waves, I mean, gravitational wave astronomy in the future, at the moment, is our highest hope for trying to understand some of these very big questions in cosmology.